Hi, this is Namjeev.
Hi, Namjeev, you're first again.
Oh, good. I always think I'm going to barely be on time.
Good. Who else came on?
Kelly.
Hi, Kelly, you're always first, too. I'm glad to hear you, dear. Who else?
This is Susie.
Hi, Susie, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Is this Susie Castillo?
Yes, it is.
Glad to hear you, dear. Is there anybody
else? Me too.
Huh? Oh, okay, so it's the four of us right now. How's your week been?
Good. I'm getting ready for Thanksgiving.
Oh, good. Good. Listen, did you all happen to look on that Ning community and see that people have written their experiences with Baba Siddhi Chan from last week?
No, I haven't looked at that yet.
Yeah. Take a look. I'm going to be talking about it a little bit more, too. It's soulanswer.ning, NING.com.
Oh, okay.
And then don't forget to add your own as well.
Okay.
Okay, good.
Satnam, this is Satkartar.
Oh, hi, Satkartar. How are you?
Good, and you?
Good. I'm so glad. Okay, so you know what? It's 10 o'clock. I think we are going to go ahead and start because people can definitely listen to the recording if they want. Okay, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, palms together at the center of the chest. Inhaling and exhaling very deeply, eyes at the third eye point. Going deep within. And inhale to begin. Om. Namo. One deep breath. Let yourself totally relax. One deep breath. Keep up. And as you breathe, let yourself relax. And on the exhale, allow, it feels like your breath is coming out of your heart. You're breathing.
Hi, Car.
Welcome. Breathe with us, please. Feel the breath coming out of your heart. And this is actually your energy. The essential healing breath. Allow your heart to open. Let any tightness fade away. And now allow all of your hearts to join together.
Guru Atma.
Welcome. Breathe with us, and on the exhale, let the exhale move out of your heart. And let yourself join, let your heart join with the other hearts on the call. Okay, and let yourself feel that. And now let yourself be aware of Baba Siddhichand right here with us. Good. Now inhale. And exhale.
Norma
and welcome,
Hardio,
everybody.
From
who is that?
This is Norma Hardio from Boston.
Hi, Norma. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you.
Yeah. Anybody else?
Sada Nam from California.
Hi, dear.
Madamander.
I heard that. Madamander.
There's Krishna Kaur from Massachusetts.
Who from Massachusetts?
Sri Krishna Kaur.
Oh, hi, Sri Krishna. Who is that?
Jasdeep Kaur from Connecticut.
Hi, dear.
Hi.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and get started. Just before the call, Baba Siddhichand said that he wants you all to know how very much he loves you. It was just a very... how can I say? Touching to the extreme. It is touching to the extreme. We think of Baba Siddhichand's power, but he wants you to know that the power is rooted in love, okay? And that for all of you, all of us, he says that all your power is rooted in love. He says if it's ever rooted in anything else, if it's rooted in anger, in loss, greed, in upsetment, it is the kind of power that will break. The power will break, and it will break you. It's like it turns around like a mad dog. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
And he says that you are all very beautiful chanters of the Nam. So you understand what it means. You understand what the Nod means. It means getting in connection. How can I say? The closest I can describe this is, you know the movie The Matrix?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, it is the power behind creation. It is the essence of creation. It is the working. It's like the motherboard of creation. So when you chant mantra, when you chant Gurbani, when you read from the Guru, you know, the Sikh scriptures, you are, that is the nod or the sound current that you are participating with the creative force of the universe. So understand that. So, oh, he's giving us the clue. He says if you combine this love of who you are, you know, dropping all of this negativity, I can't, I won't, they did. Drop it. Breathe. You know, use heart breath. Use mantra. Go right there to your essence. In that place of love. And continue to chant the mantra. That is when you... he's calling it very coincidentally. That's when you join with the creative force of the universe. It doesn't mean that you take control. What you do is you consciously add your own vibrational current to that. So it's very important that as you add your vibrational current to what we might call the cosmic flow or the creative unconscious, and we are making it now the creative consciousness. As you add your own personal vibration to that, the fulfillment of that vibration, of your destiny, of who you are as a living human being who has taken form to participate in this earth, especially at this time in this earth switchover, it adds into the whole mix. And as you add in, then you also receive. He says that these ideas of giving and receiving are a little bit deceptive. He says because they separate things out too much. They there's a little sound like an echo. Does anybody hear that?
I do. Yes.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so I'm finding it a little distracting, so but I'm going to keep up. Okay. He says that the ideas of giving and receiving are a little bit too abstract. They pull out a polarity that is not that crystal clear. He says adding in and participating in receiving, he says, they're more like emphasis. They are not separate situations. So it's very important to understand that we are all, it's more than members of the same team. Even the people that you can't stand or whatever. He says that we are all totalities of the same one consciousness. Let me say that again. We are all participating. We are all conscious projections or conscious participators of this one single consciousness. So there's really no such thing as trying to separate yourself out. You know, you may definitely take time to yourself to meditate, to feel the joy, to, you know, feel the love from your friends and family, to participate in that way. But for instance, when you watch the news and you see all the creepiness going on, understand that you are not separated from it. It doesn't mean let it drag you down. It certainly doesn't mean to let it drag you down. What it means is participate more. Do heart breath. Add in this vibrational ingredient that you are consciously participating in. Does that make sense to you all?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Okay, good. Because if we live in this negativity or I can't stand to be a part of that and so on, we create barriers. We serve to preserve our weaknesses. So instead, keep sort of a constant vigilance on who you are, where you are, and understand how power is comes through you, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, if you have noise in your background, just star 6, and that will mute you. And then when you want to talk, then you can press star 6 again, and then you can talk, and we can hear you. He says that you are a blessing to the planet. He says you are the greatest blessing to the planet. You and what we'll call the other light workers that have been placed strategically around the earth and who have agreed to come in. He says now, he just wants you to take a minute now and breathe long and deep. And be grateful for the planet. Be grateful for the planet. And be grateful for this time that you have chosen to be here. And he says, this is true for everybody who is listening to this call, whether you are listening to it live or whether you are listening to the recording. He is very grateful for you all. He says, having made this sacrifice of being here now, he says, because there will be a great deal of, he calls it monster power, coming through you. Okay, breathe. And he's asking you to acknowledge yourself as these vibrational currents, as these vibrational units of who you are. This is, if you have not thought of yourself in this way, now begin to think of yourself in this way. In a way, it's kind of like being a totally conscious mechanism that joins with all the other hearts, no matter how creepy or how wonderful they are. And to allow the barriers to melt. Allow the imagined barriers to melt. Now, this doesn't mean that you don't keep yourself safe and that sort of thing. No, you do. It doesn't mean that you don't have boundaries. No, that is on an everyday level. When I say an everyday level, I'm talking about, you know, relationships, when you talk to people, when you interact with people. What I'm talking about here, what he is talking about, is on a much deeper and much more refined level. That is your soul level, your spirit level. Understand that you're absolutely connected. And to not be afraid of that. Breathe. And let go of your fear of robbers, of dictators, of terrorists. Let that fear evaporate. And as you breathe, allow this real power of who you are, that's the power of what we're going to call love. It's not outside yourself. It is totally within you. And it moves through you, among you. You are very blessed to be these, what we are going to call healers, and steady. What I'm hearing is righteous rods. In other words, you are grounded and you are allowing yourself to be at your full potential and allowing this kindness, this growth, this understanding to vibrationally come through you as you be it. And then to combine with all of human nature, all of creation, and all of Mother Planet during this time of switchover. And beyond, of course. But this is why you have come back. You have come back to do this at this time, especially. Every time you come back to do it. But this time, you have all congregated to do this. So breathe. And allow this power, this love, this rearrangement of harmony and flow that we had from him last week, let it totally move through you. Feel the blessing as you do it. the blessing and the love for yourself. Accept it for you. Be grateful. And let it pour through you to all. Let it pour through you to all. And his promise to all of us is that his energy and all the energy of the saints and angels and all the higher beings are present for every one of us all the time. That is his promise. Just feel gratitude for that and accept it. Perfect. Breathe. And inhale. And exhale. And allow your radiance to shine. Allow your radiance to shine. Okay. So now, would some... Oh, by the way, I want to tell you. I'm going to ask you what you felt or what you realized during that from him. And I'm going to... We won't have time to take everybody, but I want to say that we now have a community page that I would encourage anyone and everyone to please, whether you are listening to this live or whether you're listening to this recorded, to please comment on. We have a forum there with a question. And the, in other words, what your experience was with Baba Siddhu Chand in our talk. And you can reach that at soulanswer, soulanswer, ning.com. You'll see it and just add your discussion. Okay. So, did anybody have an experience with him that they would like to share? Who is that?
That is Satkatar.
Hi, Satkatar. What was your experience?
Well, I have two or three, but I will try to be short. First of all, at the beginning when you ask to breathe with the heart and after feel the heart of everyone,
mm-hmm.
it was like a very big circle of heart beating.
Oh, how beautiful. A big
and when you had to feel Baba Siddhu Chand, it was his image to come on the middle.
That oh, was, to come into the middle of the circle of hearts?
Middle of the circle.
Oh, lovely.
And I cannot see it, you know, I see clearly or something like this. It's mostly like see and feeling, if I can express like this.
No, that's the way it comes. You're right. That's the way it is.
Okay. And also, one of the other things was when you talk about when we see news on the TV, and it's something that I was already... I do often if I saw something very sad on the TV and already pray.
Mm-hmm. Good, good.
And the way he was expressive, he was very powerful, and I was really, how I can say, feeling the pain of the heart.
Mm-hmm. Good. And now you know with heart breath, you can help heal that pain.
Yes. Yes.
Good. Thank you. Yes. Thank you. Anybody else?
Red.
Red. Yes, dear. Hi there.
Hi. I as I'm sitting here, I could feel him with me. I also, as we were doing the breath and connecting, I had a visual of a gold light coming down and a warmth that went over my entire being that connected directly into my heart. It was like a little click that actually connected directly to my heart.
Oh, how delightful. How delightful. Mm-hmm. And everybody knows, praying for Amrit. For movement with Amrit's situation. She's the one with the brain injury.
Mm-hmm.
I just had to say that, Amrit.
It's okay. It's okay. I'm very, very grateful for everybody that prays for me. Very, very grateful. Thank you.
Yes, and we are glad to pray for you. And it sounds like Baba Siddhi Chand is right there with you, huh?
Yes.
Yeah. One more. We have time for one more.
When you, this is Ruth Andre from Los Angeles.
Hi, Ruth.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Okay. When you spoke of, you said to allow the radiance to shine through you, I became a bit apprehensive because of a lot of experiences that I've had where I try to come in and be very lighthearted and loving. And
mm-hmm.
it seems to draw different, a different energy than I'm expecting. And I was a bit apprehensive when you said that, and then and I kind of got a voice that came to me that how could I be apprehensive about shining the light of God, and that God was with me, and that there should be no apprehension concerning allowing your radiance to shine or to.
Oh, fabulous! Do you believe that?
Yes, I do. Yeah, it reassured me a lot.
Wonderful. I just want to say one thing. The word what you expect is the operative word here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we expect things with our everyday self, okay? And that's mm-hmm. the mind, the ego, the emotions. But on the other hand, what soul is doing, what you are doing in your total united consciousness, what is flowing through you, that is much more profound. So I want to say, dear, that you are actually a healer, so that when you allow this radiance to shine out, crappy things come to you to be healed.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
I'd like you to be very aware of that, very grateful for that, and of course, like they said, to not be afraid of it. You just keep up more power.
Mm-hmm.
Is that okay with you?
Yeah.
Okay. So if you have any concerns about it, just call me or something, okay? But frankly, you are quite a powerful healer. So just when stuff comes, you go, oh, here's another one. Send a more heart breath, okay? Okay. Well, it's been a pleasure talking with you all. I'm sorry. You know, I think Baba Siddhi Chand is a very serious kind of guy, but he's kind of jumping up and down and dancing around. He's just very happy to have you here. God bless you all, and he loves you all, and he's giving you great big hugs and great big kisses. Mm. He has a huge personality. So please put all of your experiences on our community page. And God bless you. I love being with all of you. And come again next week. Okay? Oh, I forgot to say, this is Siddhi Giyankar. It's my privilege and my gratitude to be the go-between. So God bless you all. Oh, we need to sing. Sit straight. Okay, inhale.
It's a long time since the sun on you. All of you around. And of your full of the sun guide your way on. Guide your way on. Guide God bless you all. He says to go out and multiply your wealth.
vibration. Satnam. Bye-bye.
Thank you. God bless you.